This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to the podcast. My name is Brad Brown, and we head back to Denver in Colorado to catch up with Kelly Poir. Kelly, welcome back onto the podcast. Let's talk about your run. You've run quite a few standalone marathons in your time prior to triathlon. Having that running background, do you think it's helped coming into the sport?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Running a marathon by itself is a feat. Being able to run well off the bike, I think, it comes down to having a lot of volume, just being able to, put together a run after you've been in the saddle for however many hours, you've really got to have a lot of run fitness under your belt, I think.
What's the secret to running well off the bike?
I would say not overcooking yourself on the bike and making sure that you're not hitting the run, without some calories on board. So slowing down, you just have to be really sensible about your pace. I'm still trying to work that out, by the way. I still haven't nailed my run. I think I'm still a little too ambitious when I take off. I've just never really been able to hold on to it. So I keep having to tell myself to slow down in that first 10 Ks. Is just be patient, just settle in, and just try, because it always just falls off. In that last 15 kilometers is where I just, I just can't hold on to it. So I'm wondering whether I just need to not go out quite so hard.
Having that feeling that you haven't quite nailed an Ironman run, does that frustrate you or does that fire you up?
Oh, it fires me up. Totally. I'm convinced. I know what my standalone marathon time is, and I feel like, I'm never obviously going to hit that in an Ironman, but there's a big gap. I feel like the gap between my Ironman run and my standalone marathon run is too big right now. And so I see that as a target. I know I've got it in me to run faster. I just have to figure out how to execute that.
As we get older as well, Kelly, I'm not going to give away your age, but you are in your 40s. And as we get older and age starts catching up with us, particularly on the run, injuries become a bit of an issue. What are some of the things that you are doing to negate that effect?
Yeah, so I hip mobility and glute strength have been in the front of my mind in the last couple of years, and I. Listen to my body as well. Moving to Denver actually really helped to slow me down. My training pace, my long run training pace, just really it had to slow down when we moved here, because I live at 1750 meters above sea level, and you just can't run at the same pace at sea level as you do at sea level. So that has kind of forced me to slow down a little bit. And just paying attention to what hurts, and not being afraid to take a day off.
Yeah.
Definitely not afraid.
I think that's key. Recovery, particularly as we get older. So often we think we need to keep pushing, but it's that keeping pushing that and the cumulative effect of that caused us to break down over time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. So flexibility, mobility, strength, and slowing down on the run has, cool. I definitely, you know, I really like doing some speed work as well. The slow side of things, I've realized that I've just got to be, more careful with that stuff.
Kelly, what's your favorite run workout? What do you love doing?
I like doing 400s at the track. That's really satisfying. I also like doing hills as well. So I find that, you know, it's a shorter workout. It's super intense, but it feels like it's such valuable work. I think I quite like hills. There's no shortage of hills where I live. So I've got an abundance of hills and I quite like hill sessions.
So. Awesome. Kelly, it's been amazing catching up once again. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge. I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time out.
Thanks, Brad. Talk to you soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.